Welcome to Transforming Your Future Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Raven, the talk show maven, Raven Blair Glover. Raven, won't you take it from here?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tanya, for having me here in the Public Speakers Association. And hello to all of you. I'm Raven Blair Glover, known by many as Raven, the talk show maven. I'm actually coming to you live from Woodland Hills, California, in the valley where it's sunny and very, very, very hot. But I'm excited to be here to talk to you and share some insider secrets that I've developed along my talk show and interview journey. And today's topic is going to be three simple steps to boosting your business, leveraging kick-ass interviews. And I want you to get a visual of me kicking when I say that, okay? Because that's what I'm talking about for real. So this call is for you, my friend, if you've always wanted to do interviews, but you just don't know where to start or how to get gas. It's also for you if you've ever, like me, you know, as I remember when Oprah was on, I used to say, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to have those conversations. So if that was ever you, you will find that this call is definitely for you. And if you're currently a podcaster, live streamer, radio host, broadcaster of any sort, even if you're doing a telesummit and you do interviews, but to be honest, you know, you really want to get the heroes and sheroes, the books you read about, the people you've seen on TV, you want them to come to your audience because you are smart enough to know that by you interviewing them, it's going to supercharge your credibility. If that's you and you want to interview those celebrities, those top experts, those icons, influencers, but to be honest, you just don't know where to begin, then I want to welcome you, especially because you're going to enjoy what I have to say today. And I got a short time, so I can't give it to you all, but I'm going to give you as much as I can. And I'm going to give you a direct link afterwards to me where you can connect with me and we can have a one-on-one. How about that? Okay, so let's get started by me telling you a little bit about me. As I said, my name is Raven Blair Glover, known by many as Raven, a talk show maven, queen of interview marketing and conversion. And among being a celebrity interviewer, award-winning talk show host, and I can proudly say the recent recipient of the 2016 President Barack Obama Lifetime Achievement Award, I also am the founder of Amazing Women of Power Radio Network. And, you know, I really love teaching business owners and broadcasters, telesummit leaders, how to market and grow their business, leveraging the power of, like I said, these kick-ass interviews so that they can help build their brand, build themselves as authority, supercharge their credibility, their visibility. And that means that they are going to attract affluent clients simply by being the reporter, being the Oprah in their niche is what I like to call it. Now, I'm going to kind of drip a little bit about my story, but first, I want to dive into what we're going to be talking about today, because as smart and savvy business owners, we're always, always looking for exciting, innovative ways to elevate our credibility, grow our subscriber list, and get more exposure. And I heard from a great mentor of mine once that the quickest way to become an expert is to interview other experts. And I really, really, really believe that. In fact, I know it's true because at the age of 55, I had no broadcasting experience. To be honest, I was making $10 an hour, working 20 hours a week. My mother was in the ICU unit fighting for her life, and I lived there for 3 weeks along with her. As I sat in a chapel praying, I heard the voice inside me say, your mom's going to be okay, but she's going to be different. It's time for you to step up and show up and grow up in a big way, because you can't help your mom if you can't help yourself making $10 an hour. Then I heard a man by the name of Alex Mendoza on a call say the quickest way to become an expert is to interview experts. And that was my lifeline at the hospital. I actually seen during that dark, dark time of my life, I seen a way out. I seen hope. And I began to craft my radio show right from there. And that was February 6, 2006, April 23rd, 2006. Hey, I launched my first show that was created from the hospital. I taught myself. I launched it from the kitchen table, and it's gone on to win many awards, and it's called Women Power Radio. So I want you to know this is something that you don't have to really get tied down into technology about. You just got to be ready to step out of your comfort zone. I mean, I, to be honest, am an introvert, always have been. I'm also an emotionally abused or was an emotionally abused child and young adult. And that carried on a lot of my life. I had low self-esteem. So I can tell you, when you're interviewing top experts and celebrities and thought leaders, a little bit of that rubs off on you. So if you're ready to get started, grab something to write some notes with, because here we go. So I want to start with kick-ass interview tip number one. And that is, you've got to have a platform where you will host your interviews on. For example, telesummits, podcasts, audio series, live streaming, radio shows. There's so many different ways to create a platform. So you want to create you a powerful platform, and you want to make a dream list of who you want to invite to interview. So you got to have a platform, because you got to tell them, hey, you know, I've got this rocking radio show, or this rocking podcast, or this, as Tanya Hoffman says, fabulous TV show, and that I would love to have you on as one of our experts and talk to our audience about how they can get from their pain to their power, because I've heard you talk about this and I know how awesome you are. And I just know my listeners are going to love you. You guys just got my script. So I hope you wrote that down, or we'll go back and listen to that replay. So you got to have a platform, though. You got to have something that you're proud of that you can invite them to. In order to be the Oprah in your niche, in order to do these kick-ass interviews, you must have a powerful platform. So if you don't have one, start thinking what's comfortable for you. Do not get a radio show or a podcast unless you're going to be consistent. Just do a telesummit, or create an audio series, or a membership site where you feature these ask the expert type of things. There's so many different ways you can do that. And at the end, I'll give you a way that you can connect with me and we can go into that deeper. So number one, kick-ass interview tip number one is design a powerful platform. Got it? Okay, kick-ass interview tip number two is get clear on what your audience needs and wants. You know, you have to survey your audience and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this radio show or podcast or telesummit. What types of topics would help you? And what challenges are you facing right now? What topics would you like for me to bring on the show? What people would you like to see me interview? Let your audience be your guide to you having a successful and possibly award-winning show. They will tell you what they need to hear. Remember, we're not doing the shows for us. This is not a vanity show. If that's what you want to design, then you are on the wrong call. But if you want to design something that's going to build your business, bring you clients, leverage you up as a celebrity and thought leader and influencer in your niche, then ask your audience. Find out what their real pain is. Don't guess at this, because if you do, you could be bringing on the wrong audience. For example, I decided to bring in some kick-ass business experts to interview for one of my shows that cater to baby boomer women, helping them to go from their dreams. And I thought, you know, this would be great if I interview some business. Well, guess what? The baby boomers, they like to hear about getting past abuse, getting beyond divorce. You know, they wanted to hear shows like that, shows that were going to help them with their inner pain. They didn't care about the business, or maybe they were already great business owners. They were plugging into my show, Women Power, because they wanted to hear how they could elevate their personal life, not their business. And because of that, one time I aired a show, and it was with an amazing person. In fact, it was Ona Brown, but it was a business, and we talked about business, and I lost so many audience. Oh my God, when I went to look at my downloads, hundreds of people had opted out because they felt like I had, you know, I was doing something totally different. I had them hooked on the type of shows I was doing, and here I come with an interview that was totally off subject. So don't do that, okay? So kick-ass interview tip number two is ask your audience, find out what they need, be clear of their pain, be clear of their joy, and craft your awesome platform that you're going to have, your radio show, your telesummit, your live stream, whatever it is, around what their needs are. Another reason you want to do this, because remember, you're going to turn your listeners into fans, and then from fans into buyers. So that's why that is important. Now, I know, you know, we have people coming in at different times, so I want to stop real quick and say welcome to you again, even if you're just joining us. And please, when you hear this, make sure you share it with a friend. You know, like I said earlier, we're all looking for ways that we can elevate our business. And I can tell you that doing telesummits is a powerful way. When you reach out there and you interview top experts like Les Brown, Jack Canfield, Lisa Sashevich, Tanya Hoffman, you know, Lou Gossett Jr. I could go on and on. Brenda Burchard, I've interviewed Lisa Nichols, so many different people. And it took me from making $10 an hour to making over six figures now. And the best part of it is I get to show people like you, how you can do it. I got the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award signed by Barack Obama. And guess what? The only thing I've done in the past 11 years is interview top influencers and experts. So if that doesn't tell you how fast your business can grow and how much you can turn into a celebrity in your niche and your credibility be ignited, I don't know what else does. What bigger honor can you get than that, right? Right. All right. So let's recap what we talked about first. Kick-ass interview tip number one, design a powerful platform. Kick-ass tip interview number two is to ask your audience. Make sure you find out what they're hungry for and what they're thirsty for, and that's what you want to bring on your platform. Because that way, it won't even be just a powerful platform. It will be a powerful, profitable platform. Can I hear you say cha-ching, 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 ching, ching? And that's the bottom line, what we want, more money. We want the credibility, we want the exposure. But remember, if we're going to be in business, and this is a business, not a hobby, then we want to make sure we're set it up in a way where we can get paid, right? Absolutely right. Okay, so I want to move to kick-ass interview tip number three, and that's in what's in it for them. I took away WIFM and I changed it to WIFT. And the reason I changed that acronym, because I think we get too much into thinking what's in it for me, and we forget that the guest, you know, the Lisa Nichols, the Joe Vitale, the Jack Canfield, the you name your hero and shero, whoever they are coming on the show because they know that it's going to benefit them in some way. Maybe your audience is a perfect match and they just want to talk to their peeps, or maybe they have a launch coming up, or, you know, a book that just came out. You got to find out what's in it for them. So that is kick-ass interview tip number three. You must be able to effectively know what's in it for them. I'm talking about your guests. I'm talking about the icons and the influencers that you want to interview on your show or on your summit. Okay. So you want to make sure there's a compelling reason why this would benefit them being a guest in your book, in your podcast, in your live stream. You know, I could go on and on. Okay. So that's one thing. And you want to be able to connect with them in a way that they're going to, you know, say, this person gets me. Their audience is the right way. And so I come up with something called the icon interview formula. So let me break it down to you. In order to know what's in it for them, you have to investigate why they would even be interested to be on your show. One of the ways you can do that is get on their list, find out what they're talking about, follow them on the social media. You know, so easy to do this now. Find out what's in it for them, what's close to their heart, what are they passionate about, what are they talking about now. You have to investigate. That's the first part of my icon interview formula. C is connect. You want to connect with them in a way that they will say, she gets me. Oh my God, you know, we have this great connection. I can't wait to be on her show. The only way that you're going to be able to connect with them, or more likely their gatekeeper is the first person you're going to talk to before you can even get to them, you have to investigate. That's why I is so important. When you connect with them, you want to make sure you say buzzwords and speak in their language. Say, hey, you know, I've been on Joe Vitale's list for I don't know how long. I love that man. You know, I especially like da-da-da-da-da. I was reading his newsletter the other day, and he mentioned that he has a new book coming out. And I thought, that book is so perfect for my audience, and this is why. And that's how you connect with them. You let them know you're not just sending blind emails or making random calls, that you did your research, you know this person is perfect for your audience, and you know what's in it for them. And when you connect with them that way, trust me, it will work. This is how I'm able to get so many of the top experts on my show and top celebrities, and now be invited to even interview on the red carpet and, you know, at events and things like that. And remember my story, I started in the hospital. I taught myself, 55 years old, making $10 an hour, knew nothing about broadcasting, didn't go to broadcasting school, didn't use any special equipment, did my calls and my interviews right on the conference call line. Hey, you want to hear something funny? When I interviewed Oscar winner Lou Gossett Jr., it was on free conference call. And my hair wasn't combed. I had on my pajamas and I was sipping on a little bit of wine because he couldn't see me. So it doesn't take much, but I know how to ask the questions and zip it and let them be the star they are. And that's what you have to do. How I got that interview was exactly what I just told you. I studied him. You know, I learned about him. I always watched his movies, but I found out what was important to him at that time. And what was important to him at that time is he was, he had a foundation that he was really, really close to. And that's how I was able to get through his gatekeeper and get that. Okay, great. Okay, so the next step, and we're talking about, you know, the ICON interview formula, which is our kick-ass interview 3, understanding what's in it for them. And this is all part of that. So you got to own your platform. When I say own your platform, don't say, I got a podcast or I'm thinking about doing this, tell us something. You got to talk that bad baby up and say, hey, you know, I've got this rocking radio show, or, you know, I put together a group of 30 leaders in their industry and celebrities, and they're coming on this telesummit. It's called Don't Wait to Be Great. It's all about helping the viewers and the listeners step out of their fear and step into their power, and so they can reach their greatness. And I know for a fact, Les Brown, you always say you got to be great and you got to be hungry to get there. So I am speaking his language. I am talking my show up. I'm talking my telesummit up. I am talking my book up. I'm making them feel like, golly, I want to be a part of this. The celebrities and thought leaders are actually bouncing in their seat because they want to be so much of it. You know why? Because I'm not saying I got a podcast or, you know, we're doing this telesummit. You got to speak it up, baby. Talk it up and be in your power. Have your power voice and be proud of the platform that you designed. Got it? Yes. The next thing is get to the nitty gritty. Make it fast, make it fast, make it fast, because they don't have a lot of time. So you got to be on point. That's why that first step, investigate. And then move to the connection and then own your platform. And then by the time you're talking to them, you're getting to the nitty gritty because you know what you're talking about. You've already practiced your irresistible ask, as I teach, and you are on point and they are loving it. Okay. So that's what we have for that. So now kick at step number 4, as we're moving to just a couple more minutes. And I am talking fast here for sure. So, you know, actually, that's it. We were going to do 3 tips. I'm getting ready to give you 5. But I tell you what I will do. I will give you the one tip. I will talk to you about this that keeps people from getting those top experts, that keep people from raising their credibility and their exposure. And you want to know what the biggest mistake that most people make? I'm going to tell you. They do not ask for the interview. If you do all the stuff I told you, you create a powerful platform, you go out there and you survey your audience and you care what they want. You know, you practice my ICON interview formula and you go out there and investigate and you practice all this stuff, but you just never ask for the interview. I mean, seriously, you're on the phone with the person and you're just talking and talking and rattling, and guess what? You never ask, would he be open to being a guest on my show? Never say interested, always say open. And that's the one big mistake that most people, by the time they get to me, they're making, and even some of my clients that know better make. I'm like, okay, well, that was great, but I never heard you ask for the interview when I listened to the replay. Oh, you know, well, I figured because they didn't say he'd be happy to be on my show. No, you got to ask for the interview, just like you got to ask for the money. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. As you can see, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It just takes a person that, number one, creates a powerful platform, as we quickly recap. Number two, the way they start beginning to create that powerful platform is they get clear of what their audience wants to hear, who they want to hear from. Find out some of their favorite authors. Find out who some of the people that they would love to see on the show. And then you're going to craft it and make it powerful. You're going to have an intention to not just feature these interviews, but you want to connect with the people you interview, because guess what? They'll make it easier for you. They really will. They will give you referrals. They will give you testimonials. All of that will happen. And when that happens, oh my God, can I just say you're in great shape when you can get someone to give you a wonderful, wonderful testimonial and say, hey, you know, she is all that. And then some, you have got to check her out. That's going to raise your credibility. Now, one of the things I didn't talk about and only got 2 minutes is, why is this important to you? It is important, my friend, for you to, you know, start doing interviews and stuff, because it's time for you to come out of the shadows and into the spotlight. And the best way that you can do that is to leverage from the power of kick-ass interviews. And that is exactly what we were speaking about today. Leverage from the power of those kick-ass interviews and make sure that you are clear of where your intentions are. Make sure you're getting the right people for your show. Don't make the mistake like I told you I made. You know, okay, so you got a show maybe where you're teaching people knitting and you're talking about knitting and you're interviewing some of the top knitters. But guess what? You're making the mistake and you say, oh, I met this girl and she has cats and I want to talk to her. See, that would be wrong. You don't want to do that. So you have to have a very intentional show. You got to know where you want to go and where you want to take your listeners to. That is so, so, so important, okay? So now that you got that, I just want to wrap up and just say, I know that you can do this. You know, I know that you have the power within you. And I just can't say enough. Just remember my story, where I came from. And, you know, I'm not where I used to be, but like that old saying say, thank God I'm not where I was. I've been able to advance in a big way. And again, all I've done was borrow the success of others, borrow the success of others, and I let them help me get there. Now I have the pleasure of being able to help people like you get there. And I want to invite you to, you know, go ahead and send me an email if you would like to have a session with me. In fact, I think we can do something better. You're going to go to bookme.name/Raven Blair Glover. bookme.name/Raven Blair Glover. I only can take about 12 people at the most because my schedule is crazy busy. And so, but I do want to talk to you. You can sign up for a 10-minute session right there. And for the rest of you that don't want to talk, but you want to at least, you know, start to build your show, go here to talkshowmagic.com, get my free ebook, Talk Show Magic, and learn how to be an irresistible host and go out there and get those interviews. You can also get that icon interview formula infographic and download. Okay. But I want 12 people that are serious and not just curious to go ahead and take advantage and go to bookme.name/Raven Blair Glover. And I'm going to sign off by playing this because I want you to know that you can get this as well. Let's see if we can get this up.